Today we celebrate two saints. One of them is of particular importance to us here in the United States of America. The other one is important to the Franciscan Order, in particular to Spain and to Seville, the province whence he was from. And he is Saint Didacus. And Saint Didacus, who died in 1463, as a young boy entered the Franciscan Order, but he became a lay brother. He never became a priest. And that's very interesting because most of the times when we have celebrations of saints, male saints, they're usually priests or monks or abbots or bishops. He was just a religious, a confessor, as it is called in the Trinitarian rite. And he served not only in Spain, but he also served in Rome. And he actually served in one of my favorite places in Rome, the wonderful Basilica of Ara Coeli, the altar of heaven, as it is called. And Ara Coeli, if those of you who have been with me to Rome or who have read about it, is the highest point in Rome itself. Rome is made up of seven hills. And this is the highest one, right above the Colosseum and the Roman Forum. And it was there that the emperor, Augustus, would go to offer sacrifice to the gods every year. Well, once Constantine converted and made Catholicism the religion of Rome and of the whole empire, this stopped. And then he gave it to the Pope, and a beautiful, beautiful church was built there. And if you have to go to it, there's a back way, which is very easy, but it's not easy if you don't have a car, and the front, which has like 300 steps. And of course, I've climbed those steps many times. I couldn't do it now. Inside of that basilica is buried St. Helena. And also, there is a side chapel where there is a beautiful, beautiful statue of the baby Jesus wrapped up in swaddling clothes. But his swaddling clothes are gold laden with jewels. Now, a few years ago, and of course, I don't think anybody here was here but Josie, the infant was stolen. And I really always thought it was an inside job because there was all kinds of measures. But anyway, the infant, which was carved by a holy Franciscan friar from the Holy Land out of olive wood, and then, of course, painted and then decorated, was worth millions of dollars. And so they probably just took off all the jewels and threw him in the Tiber. And a different one was made, a perfect replica, but not the same. And so that is there. That's the Ara Coeli, where there Didacus also served for years. And then he went back to Spain, where he died, like I said, in 1463. The other saint, which is more of a pertinence to us, is St. Francis Xavier Cabrini. Of course, everybody knows St. Francis Xavier Cabrini. And for those who either go to New York or go to New Orleans, in New Orleans is the academy that she founded. She founded many hospitals and schools in the United States. She wanted to be a nun in Italy. Pope Leo XIII, of happy memory, told her, no, you're going to America. There's many Italians there who have no one to take care of them. They're losing their religion. They're becoming Protestant heretics. You need to go and take care of them. So she said, okay. So she had by that time gotten together a band of young girls, of virgins. They came over, and the rest, of course, is history. But she opened many hospitals and schools all over the United States, particularly New York, New Orleans, San Francisco, Los Angeles. And then she died in New York, where her incorrupt body can be seen in the church of the school that she founded, right off the Hudson River, very beautiful, beautiful place, and you can pray to her there. I have been there several times, and I'm happy that I was able to. And in New Orleans, in the rooms where she lived, they have all her belongings, and her bed, and her habit, and her books, and so forth, where you can visit. You have to make an appointment to visit. It's not open to the public, but it's a wonderful, wonderful place. And I and Father Deacon and Brother Jake and others have been there and have had Mass in the chapel where she used to attend Mass every day. She died sometime during or right after the First World War. And, of course, she was the first American citizen canonized. And this was the work, some would say machinations, of Cardinal Spellman from New York. He wanted an American saint. And he talked to his buddy, Pius XII, and he looked at it and studied it and had other theologians study it. And so she was canonized. She was the first canonized saint in the United States, of the United States, even though she was not born here. She was a naturalized citizen. So today, she is a patroness of migrants and immigrations. And I remember when my family had to come here fleeing from the communists, my grandparents would pray to her with all the grandchildren, all 70 or whatever of them, of us, around the altar in the living room, and we would pray to St. Francis Xavier Cabrini. And so we pray to her in this day when there are so many problems with migration and so forth. Of course, all of us came here legally, as it's supposed to be. The law is the law, and it must be obeyed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.